Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Mark Worrell with the Knoxville Rotary Club about their recent donation to the Knoxville Public Library expansion project.
Back in 2017, the Rotary Club of Knoxville made a commitment with the Knoxville Library to help out their expansion project. Tell us a little bit about that commitment.
Yes, well, as you know, in 2017, the library kicked off their fundraising campaign to basically double the size of the library. And as most people would recognize, the library has a Carnegie look that was developed many, many years ago. And this will continue to keep that look, but expand the size of the library and increase the offerings that the library has. So in conjunction with the library's kickoff, the Rotary Club came along with alongside the library and pledged a $25,000 gift to them. And we were able to fulfill that commitment just this past week. And so we're very, very proud as an organization to be able to do that. And it ties in very well with the Rotary's mission of service above self and working in behalf of the community and the folks that live here in this area. So it's a great opportunity for both of us.
What do you think that says about the Rotary being able to fulfill that promise and being able to help out the library and the community?
Well, the Rotary is made up of a group of people from all over the community here and different occupations. And I think what you find is that everyone is very interested in serving the community and improving the community and helping the community grow. And that, again, ties directly with much of the mission that the Rotary has both locally and internationally. So it's just a great opportunity.
Raising the money with Rotary, it's a long process, and there's a lot of things that Rotary does. Talk about some of the things that Rotary did to help raise this money and make this contribution.
Well, the Rotary tries to be visible in many ways. Nationals is just one of those events that most recently occurred, and we partnered with Hy-Vee in this case. But there's just community events that occur. Rotary will jump in there whenever we can, help to raise funds, and internally we raise funds as well within the Rotary itself. So people are very generous in Knoxville, and Rotary is no exception to that. So it's a lot of effort in that area.
I know, like you said, and I've talked with T. Waldman Williams as well about the service above self portion of Rotary. And where do you think this kind of fits in terms of it's giving away money, but there's also giving away time?
Yeah, that is one of the attractions of Rotary if you're of that community-minded spirit and you like to serve others. And I think obviously it's a place that we all serve from, where we feel like we put other people above ourselves, and this is just one of the ways in which this manifests and we can show that. And the Rotary has that goal and that heart for commitment and service to others. That's really appealing.
I know you talked about the connection and the commitment with the Knoxville Library. Where do you want to see the community with the library take it from there? I mean, they're going to expand. What else do you think that the community can do with helping out in other things?
Well, Knoxville is a community that has a number of things going on. And I think what we're starting to see is some very concerted efforts to combine forces, if you will, not only with business and industry, but with community organizations like Rotary and the Chamber of Commerce. And we're all, I think, trying to achieve one goal, and that's grow the community, improve services, and just make it a better place to live. And it's a great little community, but there's always opportunities for improvement and growth, and that's what we're trying to do, I think, as a whole.
Well, if I wanted to come help out with Rotary, how would I go about doing that?
Well, you're welcome to come to any of our Wednesday noon meetings. We hold them at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. They start at noon. Lunch is provided, and you're always available to stop in. You can learn more about Rotary and how we serve others and opportunities for service. So anyone is welcome. Stop in anytime. We'd be glad to have you.
Thanks to Mark Worrell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.